is on Nitla Pidmaso. The four of you are here today. I give those credit who wanted to learn the Marmakomas. They seem very technical, very, very technical, and not interesting at all, and at first glance. But I do think there is some important lumdus in these sugyas, and the reason why I almost decided to skip these sugyas of psulim, but the two reasons why I wanted to do them, one is I think it's important to just not skip things. I think it's important to see everything, especially when it comes up. If you're going al pisei hadaf, and number two is that even in technical sugyas there is lumdus. You have to just kind of find it. There's real stuff there, so it's good to train your minds to do that. So the Mishnah on Lamed Hem Beis, as we go through the psulim, yesterday we did chazazis. Today the Mishnah says nitla pitmasa. If you take the pitam off of the esog, that is pasul. And at the end of the Mishnah, it says natal ukso. If you take off the okets, the end, as we know it at least now, that's going to be kasher. So the question is in the Rishonim, in a very technical sense, what exactly is the pitam? What exactly is the okets? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, natla pitmaso. He says rosh esog. It means the head of the esrog, the top, which is what we know as the pitom. The dugmaso ha pitma shel rimon, and similar to the pitom, the head of the pomegranate. And Rashi on that mission also, nitel okso zanvo, kimob okse tainim, the ends of the figs, the ends of the esrog. So again, as we typically refer to the okets and the pitom, that's what Rashi, how he understands it. The Gemara on Lamed Hem Beis has one line to explain this Mishnah. The line says, "Nitla pitmaso, Tana Rib Yitzchak ben Elazar nitla buchnaso." It means taking its buchna. What exactly is a buchna? So everyone looked up in the Jasho. It's some type of pistol used to mix or grind something in a mortar. So this type of stick. That's what the pitom, how it's described. That's what buchnaso. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak mean? Not la buchnaso. So Rashi describes on the Gemara here, Tani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, not la buchnaso, bimasnisna habetani lahai nitla pitmasa buchnaso. That which the Mishnah called a pitom, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak is describing as a buchnaso. It looks like this type of stick. The fishu chad, because it's skinny or sharp, va'asu kumin buchno, it seems, it appears like one of these spoons or sticks. Zeh lashon Mori Hazak in Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. Aval Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi haya mefarish pitmaso v'ukto shneim bezanav. No. The pitom, as well as the okets, are both on the end of the esrog.
What do you mean end? The bottom?
The bottom.
Where the pitom isn't?
Where it is not. Where it gets cut off.
The bottom.
Yeah. Where it gets cut off from the tree. So both the pitom and the okets are both at the end of the esrog. Ukso shenita ha'etz mashachutz leguma. When you remove the okets, it refers to when you take the stem off the esrog. Sheva esrog kasher pitmas. But what does pitom mean? If it also means the end, shenitla shaokets mitocha esrog v'chaser. When you take the okets from inside, you go deep inside the esrog, remove the okets, and it's chaser. The esrog becomes chaser now. But for Rabbeinu Yaakov, both the pitom and the okets are both on the end of the esrog. Again, the okets is just removing the wood part, the stem, and the pitom goes even further, removing some part of the esrog. Nefichach pasul.
First, no. I thought the okets was the inside part.
No, because okets is kasher. Nitla okets is kasher. Nitla pitmaso is pasul. So pitom has to be even further inside. But they're both at the same end of the esrog, while Rashi thought one was in the rosh and one was on the zanav. And Rashi writes further, "V'ha'inu the tani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar not la buchnaso." That's what Rabbi Yitzchak referred to when it means taking the buchna, mashe nichnas besocha esrog kibuchna hanichnas imake basita. Just like you take this stick to stick it inside the bowl to grind it, that's the same thing when the pitom goes all the way inside the esrog. So those are the two shitas in Rashi. V'loshin Rabbeinu Yaakov nirli. Rashi prefers Rabbeinu Yaakov that the pitom is the rosh and the okets is the zanav. Shelo matina b'chamakom pitma ukets. We never find a place that a pitom is an okets. It's a little unclear what he means by that. So Rabbeinu Tam Tosos, who quotes Rashi, adds a few words. He says shelo matina b'chamakom pitma ukets. I get the same thing. I thought, okay, the way that Achorim understand it is, okay, Rabbeinu Tam says shemat. From Rabbeinu Tam's response, you understand what Rashi meant. Rashi meant to say, we never find that the pitom and okets is the same place. Rabbeinu Yaakov says the Pitom and the Okitz are both at the end. And Rashi says, what he means to say is that no, we never find that Pitom and Okitz are the same place. Pitom refers to the Rosh, Okitz always refers to the end. Rabbeinu Tam goes along and says, no, we actually do find a place where the Pitom and the Okitz is in the same place. We find by the by Simani Bagris, by an Isha, and the Gemara Nida, Mishnah Nida, Rabbeinu Tam goes into depth that just like by Bogeris we find the Pitom and the Okitz in the same place, so too we find by Nesrog. Do you read Tosos?
I saw a little.
Tosos goes into the anatomy of when you know a woman is fully developed.
So, an okay to put them in a woman's body?
That's how they describe it. That's how the Mishnah is describing. So just like we find by the by an Isha, what Pitom and Okitz is at the same place, so too by an Esrog, it's in the same place. So that's explaining Shitas Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi. So Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi differ in that Rabbeinu Tam says that Pitom and Okitz are in the same place, but they're both at the Rosh, while Rabbeinu Yitzhak says they're both at the Zanaf. And Rashi says, no, one's at the Rosh, one's at the Zanav. Rashi says, Pitom is the Rosh, and the Okitz is in the Zanav. Sounds very technical. Those are the three Shittas in the Rishonim. You look in the Rosh, though. The Rosh adds, he adds some flavor to the Sugya, some lumness into the Sugya. The Rosh in Simin Tezayin quotes the Shittas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yitzhak, and he says, the Atala Perish Kama, according to the first opinion, which is Rashi, who says the Pitom is a problem in the Rosh, Rashi holds that Ein Psul the Oketz Klal. There is no Psul in the Oketz. In the end, there'll never be a Psul, the Psul. Even if the Oketz is entirely removed, that will never be Psul, according to Rashi. Afil Nitlasha Oketz Vinisha Mekomo Kimoguma, even if you remove the Oketz and there's a hole, a gap left there, it will never be a problem. Lafi shlo nechsar migufa esog klum. The esog is not missing anything at all. The fact that the okitz fell out is not a big deal. The esog isn't chaser. Mi de dahava aniklaf, just like niklaf, which is another psul where the outer shell of the esog is peeled off. That's not a problem because niklaf is not really part of the pri. It's just a shell. It's a protective thing, but it's not part of the. So too. Just like that's lo mikri chaser, that's not called chaser. The ain aklipa miklal ha'esrog. The klipa is not part of the esrog. So too, oketz is not part of the esrog. And if it's missing and it falls out, that won't be chaser. That cheat is Rashi, where Rashi thinks only the pitom at the rosh is a problem. However, the perish baser, the second opinion, the Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi, who thinks the problem is only at the zanav, only at the end, the rosh explains, ain psul bepitmosa shibarosh esrog. There's no problem in the pitom in the head of the esrog. The fisha ainam bechala esrog. Because the pitom is not part of the esrog, according to Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi. He thinks only the okitz is part of the esrog, not the pitom. Right, as we know the pitom. We have the esrog. I wish I had the picture book here of some sort, but it's fine. I guess.
You'll be alright.
Sorry. All right, we'll pause here. What? Oh, okay, you just leaving. It's fine. Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, I have that one. Right, balls and thanks.
You didn't feel like sharing that with anyone this morning?
Let's see.
That?
Okay, here we'll use this picture. Okay, so this is what we call the pitom, and this is what we call the okitz. Okay. I do. The white Torah, whoever listens to this won't be able to see the pictures. Put them online. So Rashi thinks the pitom is if it falls off, it's possible. The ukitz falls off, it's not. And then Rashi explains because the pitom is part of the esog. It's part of the pru. When I say an esog, it means esog, including the pitom. And the ukitz is part of the tree. Not part of the pre, part of the tree. Happens to be connected. If it falls off, it's not part of the pre itself. No problem. But the Rabbeinu, yeah.
Why did the Rosh have to equate that to Niklaf? Saying that you just said it's part of the tree. The peel is not necessarily part of the tree.
You're just saying both of them are similar in that they're both not part of the pre.
They're both like psolas. They're both outer something. They're not like the etzem esrog.
I agree. But the tuffle to the pre, I agree they're different in that at least the klipa is tuffle to the pre and the ukitz probably has no shaychas to the pre at all. But they're both similar in that neither one of them are part of the pri. And it's not chaser if it's missing the ukitz according to Rashi.
I just entered my mind. It could be possible that according to Rabbeinu Yitzchak, you would hold the esrog the other way.
You have to hold it the way it grows, as the Gemara says.
Fine,
it grows. It's supposed to grow that way, but then it falls over because of the heaviness. Can I have my snapple, please? Thanks, Jake. Just a little hungry, you know. But however, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, he says the opposite. He says the uketz, what we call the uketz, he calls the pitto. He calls this the pitto. If this falls off, he says it's possible then. Because he thinks the uketz is really part of the esrog. The esrog, if you will, is like kind of an extension of the tree. They're all really connected. He thinks he calls what we call pitam, he calls this the uketz. And if the uketz falls off, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, that's not a problem at all. Because according to the Rush, this is not part of the esrog. This is like an extra flower.
I thought according to Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, the bottom is also called, they're one and the same. The
okay,
the
I'm sorry, you're right. This is called nothing. You're right, you're right.
We don't know what that
is. Okay. Exactly. What we call pitum from Yitzchak has absolutely no name, at least in the Gemara. It's called nothing. It's pointless. It's here for whatever reason. Some esrogim grow without them even. It's an extra something. But it's not part of the esrog, and if it falls off, it won't be considered a chaser. So basically, according to the Rush, Rashi thinks this is part of the esrog, and this is not part of the esrog. But Yitzchak Levi says the opposite. This is part of the esrog, but this is not. So they're understanding how do you view the esrog and the different parts of the esrog. That's the machlokas, according to the Rush.
But isn't there a case when the oketz could fall out and take some stuff with it?
Yes. Yeah, no? So if it takes part of the esrog, actual part of the pre, it would be a problem. We're talking about where you take it out and there's a hole there, but it wasn't part. None of the esrog was removed. It's a hole because that's where the uketz was. There's no actually chaser from the esrog.
Right.
And that sheet is Rush. They're arguing whether these things are part of the esrog or not. What does the Ritva hold on this? To the Ritva. So, Jeremy?
Didn't you know that the top was also...
So I wasn't interested in how Shita was, but more the reason why, how he explains Shita's Rashi. He says, why does Rashi think it's a problem if the pitom, the Rosh, falls off? The Rosh thought it's a problem because the pitom is part of the esrog. And so it's chaser. Ritva says, right, exactly, it's a problem in Hidr. He says, so first of all, he says, when you take off the ukso at the end of it, of the esrog, it's not a problem. Mipnei ein mechaser klum be'esrog. Nothing, the esrog isn't missing anything. That's similar to the Rush, where the uketz is not part of the esrog. And there's all of a gam, he says, when the uketz falls out, gam eino posel behidro. Kishu lamate be'uketz she'eino nira. Because when you hold the esrog, no one's going to notice the hole, the gap on the bottom. That's not going to be a problem in hidr.
That's the second time we've been seeing that, by the way. We saw that yesterday also about the way you hold the esrog.
Yeah. Whenever it's about hid, it's always about appearance and the way people see it, if they can see it or not. Chaser is more of a problem inherently in the esrog, whether or not it can be seen. Hid is a problem in it being seen.
Oh, no, we had the problem with Chazizus also. Maybe it was the Ritva. Was it the Ritva that said the way that you hold it, that it, you know...
The Rush. The Rush explaining Shita's is Rashi. But I think anybody who... I think most people who... whenever you're dealing with the problem of Hidr, it's always going to be about how it appears, if it appears. Then he says, Ubnaso shubba psul hu oso hadad ha'egul ha'she b'rosho b'sof ha'shoshana. The psul that exists on the Rosh of the Esrog, according to Rashi again, the Rosh of the Esrog is a problem. If the pitum falls out, it's a problem. Afal pi she'ein ha'esrog chaser migufo klum mitilaso, even though it's not missing anything for the Rashi, he argues on the Rosh. The Rosh thought that Rashi thinks the pitum falls off, it's chaser. The Rosh says, even though it's not, the Ritva says, even though it fell off, it's not chaser, the pitum is not part of the Esrog, it's separate. So why is it a problem? We call makom eno hadar. Nonetheless, it's a psul and hider. If you have a pitum with a crack on top, it doesn't look nice.
What would the Ritva explain the rest of the Gemara talking about Psoas and Hidr?
The rest of the Gemara. What rest of the Gemara?
The rest of the problems with the.
With the pitom and everything, yeah.
That's what he's going to say.
The psul of, according to Rashi at least, psul is hider, a pitom.
But the rest of the psul in the Gemara, in the Mishnah.
You have to figure out on its own.
Okay, so you're not going to necessarily apply this, the fact that this is a problem too. Like mumim are different from.
Yeah, we're just listing Mishnah. Some could be categorized as a chaser. Okay. So yeah, so that sheet is that's the Ritva's understanding of Rashi. It's a psul in hider. And the pitom is not part of the eser.
But it would still be possible.
For sure it's possible in the Mishnah list. It's possible. We're trying to figure out what's the psul. Two things. What's the psul, hider, or chaser? And also, do we view the pitom as part of the eser, or it's not part of the eser? Right. Is the ukat part of the eser, or is it not part of the eser?
Is that showing that this is how the Mishnah could be going, like Yitzhak Halevi?
This is explaining... we just explained what Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi did according with the three shittas in the Rishonim. It's Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi describing the pitom, is he describing the zanav, whatever it is. But once we have those three shittas, we're trying to figure out when Rashi says the psul is in the rosh, and the Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi thinks the psul is in the zanav. What exactly is the machloket? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to know what shittas Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi holds? Is that what you're asking for the Ritva?
I'm saying. Well, they said something about how it could be possible if the pitum falls off.
Which right.
Would, like, go with our Mishnah a little bit better, I think.
Well, everyone agrees the pitum falls off. It's a problem because the Mishnah says we're trying to figure out where is the pitum.
And right, so the problem with Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, it didn't seem like he had a problem with the pitum falling off at all. Now we see that it could be a problem with Hidr.
No, he said he thinks it's a problem if the pitum falls out. He just thinks the pitum is the bottom, not what we call the pitum. You talking about Yitzchak Halevi and Rashi?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he thinks the pitom is in the zanav, the end here. What we call the ukats, he really calls the pitom.
That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, this is not part of it at all.
Who is this?
The Rush, and we just did the Ritva.
So somebody said if the pitom falls off, it's a problem with Hidr.
Yeah, the Ritva just said that.
We're talking about the real pitom.
He's working within Shittas Rashi, who thinks what we call a pitom is the pitom. According to this, it falls off. It's not a problem of Chaser because this pitom isn't really part of the Eser. The Rush thought it was part of the Esog. He thinks it's not part of the Esog. So if the Ritva thinks it's not part of the Esog, so why is it a problem if it falls off? He thinks it's a problem because it's a psul and hider. It doesn't look nice.
Does it leave a whole thing or just a little piece?
So they talk about that. They're telling me, showing me how much has to fall off exactly. Some think just the top circle, some think the whole stem. Fine. So that's the Ritva and the Rush, arguing whether it's psul chaser, psul hider. Now, the Sfas Emes, I saw the Sfas Emes quoted Shittas Or Zeruah. And he says a little differently. He says that Rashi and Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, quoted in Rashi, both agree that the Pitom is part of the Esau. They're not arguing on the Pitom. That's Vaday problem. Is Vaday part of the Esau? Is Vaday going to be a Chaser? They're only arguing if there's also a Psul and the Zanov. That's their Machlokas. It doesn't get any further, but... It's just a different sheet to how to understand the machlokas. They both agree pitom is a problem, whether the zanav is a problem as well. Now the Meiri has a very interesting question, a good question. I think something similar to what I think Evan asked yesterday in Shir. Yeah. So you asked yesterday that we said Chazazes might be some type of psul chaser, right? The Rush quote is shita that Chazazes is a psul chaser, and therefore a problem only on day one. So you said to me, well, we already have a psul chaser. Why is the Mishnah listing another psul chaser? I think you asked something like that.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay. We'll give you credit. I think you did. So the Miri asks that same question here. The Miri asks, if you think the psul here, like the Rush says, the psul here is because of chaser, it's missing something, the pitum falls off, it's chaser. The Miri asks, Im kein ma hutzrach lelamdenu psul zeh, v'harei b'chal chaser hu. It's b'chal chaser. The Mishnah lists an esok chaser is going to be a problem. So why does it go ahead and say nitnel pit mas is a problem as well? Isn't that chaser? That's the question in the mirror. Any suggestions how you might respond to that?
Can you ask that one more time?
Yeah. He goes according to the opinion here. He said, according to those who think that the problem of Nitla pitmaso, when the pitum falls off, it's chaser. Why did the Mishnah have to list that psul? The Mishnah already listed the psul of its chaser. If the esrog misses any part of the esrog, it's missing something, that's psul. So why does it also have to list if it, the pitum falls off? That's also psul. That's chaser. When we said chaser in the Mishnah, we meant any part of the esrog that falls out, it's chaser.
Because maybe I could be wrong, but maybe that's the avamin of that it's not part of the esrog itself. That's where I earlier.
Awesome. I think so. That could definitely be part of it.
He's trying to throw out that avamin.
Is that you might have thought that really the pitum is not part of the esrog? That's why. So you have to come ahead and say, no, it is part of the esrog. Right? Because the Ritva himself thought that the pitum is not part of the esrog. And the Rush thought, according to Rabbi Yitzhak HaLevi also, the pitum isn't part of the esrog. So there's definitely who to say that it's not part of the esrog. So that's why the Mishnah had to say, no, against those shitas, really the pitum is part of the esrog. That's why I had to, but in Echanami, it is still psul chaser. Well done. What's another way, yeah?
It mentioned chaser, so that's one part because it's missing. It's part of the esrog also, but also because it's hidden. That's another reason that it falls off.
Exactly. So that's what he concludes. He says, you know, he said, no, great. He says, that therefore, it can't be, and the reason why it's listed, it's not because it's a psul chaser, rather it must be listed because it's a psul hidder.
I would even say both of them.
May both, you're saying.
It says chaser because it's obvious that it's, we have to mention it again.
So you're saying both of them exist.
Yeah, that's obvious. That's part of that. But also because of
the interesting. Yeah, that makes sense also. That there's a psul chaser already, but there's an additional psul as well, a psul hidder. Okay. Now there's another way to explain this as follows. The Magen Mishnah and the Rishimos, I think, also said this. The Magen Mishnah asks the same question as Mechavin to the Meiri's question. My Rambam.
He said this is the Rishimos?
The Rishima says, I'm pretty sure he says, I forgot to check it up again, but the Magen Mishnah definitely says this. The Magen Mishnah and the Rambam, Hilchos Lulav Ches Zayin, Rambam lists all the psulim of an esrog. He includes the psul of Nitla Pitmaso. So he asks this question of the Miri. He says, Imishim Chisaron Hu, Pshita. If the problem of the pitum falling off is chaser, that's pashit. But Lam Lila Meimer, why do you have to say it? Ho Ashminim Bemastisin de Chaser Pasel. We already learned in the Mishnah that chaser is possible. This is the very question we just raised and the Miri just raised. This is Lohi. Not a good question. The Hava Mina the Dafka chaser migufa esrog mamish possible. You would think only if the esrog is missing part of the actual esrog is a problem.
It's missing the pitum, that's not part of the esrog, so it's not.
Exactly. Aval, kishanita ha'et hazeh, apa pishan nisha mikomo guma, kasher. You would think, but this is not, the pitum is not really part of the esrog. It's not really chaser. Kamashmalon de pasal kach nearly. But kamashmalon, it is pasal, and it's pasal midid chaser. But chaser does not have to necessarily mean missing part of the esrog. Like we said yesterday. Oh, you were here yesterday. Sorry. So we said yesterday. No, by chazazis, I was going to say it again. Anyway, chazazis was some type of what did you call them yesterday? Boils or pimples or blisters developed on the esrog. And according to some, they said that was a psul and chaser. What do you mean? Blisters aren't chaser. If anything, it's being most of something. No. So we said no. Chaser is just a fundamental term that whenever it's lacking something inherent to the chefza, that's chaser. So having these blisters is somehow megala, there's something wrong with the scheps of an esrog. Here too also, when it's missing the pitum, it might not be missing part of the esrog because the pitum isn't part of the esrog, but it's still considered chaser because the pitum is lacking something overall. But it's not something necessarily physical to part of the esrog. So it comes out, now clear? So
no, we're basically saying the opposite. Right?
Opposite of the...
Psul chaser, but the Meiri holds that it's actually, the Chiddush is that it's actually part of the esrog, and in that even something that's not part of the esrog, we're still going to find it.
Exactly. And I think the Ron also has a line that gets also, he says anything, let's get this Ron out. This is Yud, I made a mistake in the Marmor Kumlin, it's Yud Zayinim and Beis. He writes, it's confusing how he says it, but I'll just tell you what he says. He says, Kol davar shenital meha esrog, anything that's taken from the esrog, even though it's not part of the esrog, is going to be a problem of chaser. He says it in like in a somewhat of a backwards way. He's talking about a different case, but the conclusion is anything that's removed from the esrog, even though it's not part of the guf of the esrog, it's going to be a problem. I think that's what he means. And he says the uketz is the only exception. Because the uketz, even though it's removed from the esrog, and it's not part of the esrog, that's kasher. Okay. But other cases, like the fitim, I think he refers to, would be a problem similar to this Magen Mishnah. So Magen Mishnah has two chidushim. One is that the pitim is not part of the esrog. But chaser, the bigger chidush, the chaser, doesn't have to necessarily mean chaser from the actual esrog. It's enough if it's missing something, even something external. Yeah.
And also, if we're going to put hitter into... other into one of these somewhere around here, like missing the uksa would be much less hadar than missing the pitum, because uksa is like inside.
I agree, yeah.
You couldn't really see that.
Agreed.
So if kosher has something to do with hitter, it makes more sense that the pitum would be a bigger issue than the uksa would.
No, if the whole problem is about hitter, where the chavar going to say the pitum is the problem, there shouldn't be a problem by the ukits. If the problem is uketz, sorry, the problem is mitin chaser, then you have to figure out, well, what's chaser? Is the end chaser? Is the front chaser? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was trying to actually put chaser and hitter together.
Okay, how so?
I don't know, I haven't thought about it.
Okay, think about it. Okay, fine, so...
You had some ideas.
No, but I think they're two different things. I think it's possible, Jeremy was saying maybe both exist.
Yeah, I didn't like that one better at first, but then I was...
I think more likely both exist than they're the same thing. I don't think they're the same thing because one's possible of day one and one's possible the entire week.
Right.
But now I think you just remind me, a good way to just organize the sugi now is nitel pitmasa a psul in the hither or is it a psul in the chaser? Is it psul in the hither? Lechor, it's only going to be a problem in the pitum, like you said. If the uketz is missing, no one's going to see that. No, I don't think anyone would argue on that svara. If the psul is in chaser, then you could start raising the question, well, what's considered chaser? Well, first, we're going to assume chaser is only when the actual esrog is missing. We should assume that normally. Whenever the esrog is missing something part of the esrog, part of it, so you have to ask, is the pitom part of the esrog? Is the uketz part of the esrog? And then you could have a second opinion within that. Chaser may not have to necessarily be when the esrog itself is missing. It could be anything that is connected to the esrog that ends up falling off, even though it's not halachically part of the esrog. Right? And within that chaser approach, there are two ways to understand chaser. It's chaser when the actual esrog, the pri, is missing, or when anything connected to the pri, even though it's not part of the pri, is missing. And then you have to ask, well, what's part of the pri? Is the pitum part of the pri? Is the ukis part of the pri? Fine. And now,
Do we have this concept, chaser with any other mitzvahs? With other kinds of mitzvahs?
Chaser by mitzvahs. But it's lacking shear, right? That's a lacking of shear. Anytime less than the shear, that's...
So that's what we're saying.
Well, no, not necessarily true. A chaser by esrog is not a problem in the shear, because you still have a huge esrog that's chaser.
Right.
So, what else would be chaser? I mean,
could be like... a shofar that has a hole in it. Would that be chaser?
That's a problem now. I'm not sure because of chaser necessarily, though. Is it? I mean, chaser is unique to lulav because it's lekachtem lekichatama. Others might have a different pasuk, but a hole in a shofar is a problem. Others not because of this chaser we're talking about. Now the Mir himself, because of this question, he asks, well, you know, if it's mitin chaser, we already listed chaser in the Mishnah. He says nitlaf masa is a different chaser. He says it's a problem of hider like the ritva. And then he suggests, no, maybe it's all chashash. We're concerned that if you take the pitum off, or the pitum falls off, we're concerned it might actually take some of the actual esrog with it. You know, who knows, we're going to get part of the actual pri, and that's a problem, it's really just a chashash ba'alma. Fine, so those are Shitas Meiri. The riff, anybody see the riff? And see how he, so what does a riff hold in this sugya? The riff has a huge chiddush here. When we read the Gemara, what? So, he talks about the Dutch Asher. I don't want to get involved so much if it's like the stem or the Shoshan on top, the little flower on top. But, Nitel Buchnaso, when the Gemara said Nitel Buchnaso, everyone so far agreed that was a reference to either the Pitum or the Ukats. It was just describing the Mishnah. The Rif thinks that Nidla Buchnasa is a new psul. It's not explaining the Mishnah. It's a brisa that's adding on to the Mishnah. So the Rif understands as follows. The Mishnah, we have one psul. The Mishnah is talking about when the pitum falls off. And he learns like Rashi, I believe. When the pitum falls off, that's one psul. And when the ukats falls off, that's kasher. That's what the Mishnah tells us. comes along, who's it? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar comes in the Braisa and the Gemara and says, Buchnaso is an additional problem. That is, when the Uketz falls off so much that you leave a gap in there. That's a Buchnaso. Uketz of the Mishnah where it's kosher, just the stem falls off. You see little green leaves underneath that, like the green circle? That's Buchnaso. When the whole thing comes out and you have this gap, that's a problem of Chaser. So he says they're really both problems, and they're two different issues going on here.
How's that different from the second Shita Rashi?
Because the second Shita Rashi says the problem is both of them in the back. There's no problem if the pitum falls off. So Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalevi.
He thinks
the pitum and the ukats are both in the end of the esrog. Right. So right down here is the only problem.
Right.
But here, there's no problem at all. The Rif thinks there's a problem on both ends. No one has said that so far. Either you think only the top is a problem, or you think only the bottom is a problem. The Rif thinks there's a problem on both ends.
That only if both of them fall off is a problem.
No. If either one fall off. Exactly. And I think it's possible that he clearly says the problem if the Uketz falls off is a problem of Chaser. And I think it's possible you could say the pitum is a problem. You could raise the question, is it a problem of chaser also, or it's a problem of hider? Maybe it has two dinim really. Both still exist. Okay, fine. Right, exactly. So he doesn't tell us exactly what the problem of the top falls off, but it's possible he thinks they're both there might be concerns.
Yeah, but if the top falls off and the bottom, so if you say hider, you can't use all should
you? The whole week, right.
The whole week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just possible from the bottom, you could use it.
You have to go to Chumra. You have to go for it. If it's lacking hither, for sure it's a problem. So let's do that issue right now. The poskim, there are two nafkaminas about whether it's hadar or chaser that come up in the Shulchan Aruch. In, where is the one? Taf Resh Mem Ches is the first one? Tes is the first one? Tes? Sif Hey. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about which psulim apply for only day one, which psulim apply for the entire week. And the Ramah writes, Chaser is kosher b'shar yamim. As we said, a chaser is only a problem on day one, it's permitted the rest of the week. V'nitel pitmaso, ha'ukso, if the pitum or the ukats falls off, dino kechaser, it's like chaser, v'kosher miyom rishon ve'elech, and it's permitted the rest of the week. He paskins chaser. Day one is possible, because chaser. After day one, it's permitted. It means after day one. Yeah. You could use it without a bracha. That could be a different issue. We're just talking, let's say, mikra din, let's say, saying it's in terms of saying a bracha. In terms of saying a bracha, you could say it on the rest of the week, but you can't say it on day one, because the Ramah Paskins is midin chaser. He Paskins like the way the Rush on the sugya. It's all about the pitam in chaser. The Mogen of Ram here writes, he and Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Rebbe Avram Prag, Kosev to Pasel Kol Shiva. That if the pitum falls off, it's Pasel all seven. Why? What's he assuming? Hidr, right. He quotes the Darche Moshe, which is the Ramah, which argues on this. And he writes, he quotes the Magen Mishnah that we saw. The Magen Mishnah writes, Mashma Shepsul HaPitma Mishim Hadarhu. The Psul of the pitum falling out is Midin Hadar. And that's why the Rav Avraham of Prague holds his pasul all 7 days. That's Shita, so that's Machokas. The Nafkamina, whether it's pasul the rest of the days, the Ramah and Magen Avraham argue, it's Tali whether the psul is Midin Chaser or the psul is Midin Hider. And the second Nafkamina, we'll stop here after this one. What's the din if it grows without a pitum? The pitumless Esrog from the beginning. What would you say the din is? Depends on what? Halev says, how would you say it?
Depends on what? What do you say?
I guess, I don't know. If it grows out, you can't say it's a cluster because it grew with shleimus, like, without a victim. So you can't say it's not lacking anything if that's how it grew. You say it is more of like an objective thing. Whether like the sensor has or lacks pitum, so even if it's without a pitum, you say you're still an issue pitum.
Awesome.
Yeah, but if that's the best you could get out of that astro, so why the best you can get that one astro?
We do hither we view as more objectively. that how, you know, how does a good, beautiful esrog look? Well, most esrogim have a pitum on it, and that's a beautiful. We don't look at that specific esrog. We look, you know, we don't look, okay, this apple is a rotten apple, but that's the best this apple could do. No, we look, an apple is based on what a normal, typical apple looks like. So do a typical esrog has a pitum. That's what hiddur is by an esrog, so that's the ideal.
They learned somewhere that hiddur is like there has to be one underneath it that's like less beautiful than this one.
Oh really? Where's that from?
Eitan, it's on the
Eitan, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that true, Eitan? Or are you just... Chavtesh, yeah? Okay. But is that...
Yeah, I'm saying... The thing, though, is like two different... There's a subjective din of hiddur.
Right.
In other areas of halacha, and objective din.
Right.
In other areas of halacha.
Right. Okay. Very good. I'm glad to see people are talking and learning now the sugyas. So on this issue, just like Jake said, that's what the Rav writes in the Rishimos. So it's written in the Rishimos based on the Rav. He breaks up the same way. And the Ramah in Tarf Resh Mem Ches Siv Zayin quotes the din Nital Dado Vahu Harosha Katan Sheshoshanaso Bo Pasul. When the Pitom, as we know, it falls off its Pasul. This is your question, Jeremy. How much has to fall off? The Shulchan Aruch says the whole stem has to fall off. If the circle thing on top falls off, that's not a problem. Ramah says once we machmir, even if the circle thing falls off, if the stem is still remaining, you should still be machmir. Then he says v'tov lahachmir b'makom she'efshar. If possible, you should be machmir. Mihu le'inin dino ein lifsol. You should only passel it lmk nitel hadad. Daniel ha'itz shiroshu pitma. Love, fine. V'chol zeh dafka b'mid nitla. This all is only relevant if it falls off, if it was taken off. Aval im lo haya lo dad me'olam. If it never had a pitom, kosher. If it grew without a pitom, the Ramah paskins, it's kosher. And why? Jake said, because it's not chaser. Chaser is only when it lacks something that it grew. This never grew a pitom, so that you can't call that chaser. So the Ramah assumes it's a din in chaser. And the Ramah, this is the Shitaso, because the Ramah wrote later on, Tefresh Mem Tes, right? He writes that, how many days is it possible? Only day one. Because Psul Chaser only applies day one. So he's the Shitaso. And the Rav, as you said, wrote, however, if you think the Psul is me din hither like the Mogen of Ram, and that's why it's possible all 7 days, so the Chor should be possible also if it grew without a Pitam, because it lacks hither. Even though it never grew with it, the fact that it lacks hither, it's possible. Well, he's not saying how he paskins. He just says, according to that opinion, that holds that way, it would be a problem. The Chori passing like this Ramah, Ramah says it's psul chaser, you would be able to use a esrog without a pitom. Even the first day. If you knew it grew that way, you have to figure out how it grew that way. Yeah, there's a way to look. You could see whether or not it got covered with some of the leather, you know, without leather, without the skin of the esrog. Sometimes you can see it's like a fresh break, then you can't use those. You have to know how to tell whether that happened or not. So anyway, I know it's, again, a very technical sugya, but I think there is some important lumdus that comes out of it, and for sure, halach lamaisa that comes out of this, because all the time people, they'll sell esrogim without pitoms, and it's for sure allowed according to the Ramah.